A goal for 60% of Arizona high school graduates to obtain post-high school education or training appears unattainable. That's because fewer high schoolers are going on to college or vocational training than previous generations of Arizonans. An in-depth story by Arizona Republic higher education reporter Rachel Leingang explores why Arizona is struggling to create a more educated workforce, and she joins us now to talk more about it. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
Okay, so let's start with some of the blockbuster stats here. There were some things in here that really surprised me. What did you find?
Like you had mentioned, the idea that older generations are more educated than younger ones. For folks who are 65 and over, we rank in the top 20, which is good. But for people who are 25 to 34, we rank 40th in the nation. So that's a huge difference for how we're doing there. One stat I think is super shocking is that at this rate, only 70% of ninth graders right now will be graduating with bachelor's degrees by 2028. And that's a super small portion.
So 17%, yeah.
Yeah, there's just a lot of things like that where, you know, even as someone who covers this, when I saw those stats, I was like, whoa, worse than I thought.
Yeah.
What are we going to do about it, basically?
Right. I want to get to that in a second, but let's first talk quickly about what's led to this. You looked at preparedness, you looked at finance, the money that goes into this. What are the big factors?
So for on an individual level and on a societal level, the big factors here are basically like money across the system. Individually, it's super hard to pay for college. But as a system, you know, our systems here are underfunded compared to other states. And then our high schools really aren't necessarily preparing a student for what comes next. Some are doing a really good job at that, and a lot of them are not.
Rachel, the people you spoke to, considering there's been this renewed commitment to try to do something about it from really almost all over the spectrum, this has to be stunning, doesn't it? The idea that we were already playing catch up and now we're playing catch up in an even deeper way than we thought before?
I think there's just been more understanding of what it looks like. Having that goal, I think, has a lot of people thinking more deeply about this. So it's not necessarily that these problems didn't exist or even that they're getting worse. It's just that now we know what they look like. And really, that's a huge part of it. Like setting the goal, bringing all the people to the table, helped people get a better understanding of the depth of what we need to do.
Okay, so let's talk then about implications here. I mean, you talk about the effect on the future economy of the state, about having a workforce that we need to continue to grow the way that we are right now. What are the big findings here?
I think there's really no one who wouldn't be affected by this. Like, if you live here, if you have kids in school, of course. But I mean, do you pay taxes? Do you drive on roads? Do you live in a neighborhood? There's really no one who wouldn't see some sort of downstream or direct effect from something like this. So if you run a business and you can't find workers, can you run your business? Do you move to a state, you know, like Colorado, which is much more educated, nearby? You know, what would stop you from moving to that place instead of staying here?
So what are some proposed solutions, short and long term?
You know, there's all sorts of ideas, none of which have really gathered a lot of steam here. So things that have worked in other states, on the money front, you know, the FAFSA, which is a key to getting kids to college. We have one of the worst rates for filling that out. In Louisiana, they require kids to fill it out before they graduate from high school. And it's, you know, monumentally changed how many people are filling it out. To me, that just means you have kids who understand their financial options. I think that's a big factor because a lot of people don't fill it out just thinking, I don't have money. But if you don't know, you don't know. You know, we don't have like a statewide financial aid program. Many states are doing this. I know New Mexico is considering right now a free tuition program. We haven't really discussed that in any sort of serious way. So there are definitely ideas kind of floating around, but nothing that's really, I mean, even seriously being discussed at this point.
All right. That is Rachel Leingang, education reporter with the Arizona Republic. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.